Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and air it down to truly the best of all time.
Say the word, you coward. Say it, Nick. Say it.
Hippopotamonostrosequipedaliaphobia. Done, and I'm not saying it again. Fuck you, and you spoke over me, so you're an asshole.
No, you gotta say it. You gotta say it again.
Cut that out. Cut that out and use it.
I need a clean take. I need a clean take.
It is clean because our audios are separated.
No, not in this. This is for the video.
We're doing videos now.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Well, way to give the announcement now. Just on. Hey, folks. Expect that video content coming up.
It's coming up, dude.
If it does, that means Cody did it. If it doesn't, that means Cody didn't do it.
That's right. I'm going to need you to take it again. Well, I mean, I definitely want to do a video of this one since you're wearing a Garth Brooks World Tour shirt. I really need people to see what you're about today.
What this is about, how this man can so confidently say these words. That's fair. Folks, here we are. We've got the silliest phobias, the weirdest phobias. And here in the 3C, we have the hippopotamonostrosequipedaliaphobia. I'll take that.
We count those. Dumps.
Yeah, we count that. That counts in this school. That counts. Yeah, it's off the backboard, but they don't all have to be swishes, you know?
We'll take it, man.
Yeah, exactly. And that is the fear of long words. So a little irony there, folks. A little fun, twisted irony for you. There you go. Going up against the 14 seed papaphobia, just the fear of the Pope and the Pap or the papacy.
I think... Yeah, it's definitely going for like papal phobia, but it's spelled papaphobia. Like you're afraid of big church dad.
Yeah, exactly. You don't like church daddy that much. Like, And then on the other matchup we have is the sixth seed ablutophobia, which is the fear of bathing or cleaning oneself. And then we have the 11th seed barophobia, the fear of gravity. Cody,
how do you escape gravity? Like what? Okay. Where do you feel safe in this? Okay. Cause if it's a fear of gravity, I assume it's a fear of stuff falling, right? You don't want stuff to fall.
Do you go inside
where you always have a ceiling that can fall over you at any time? All of this building could come down on you and fall. Or do you go outside where most of the time there's nothing above you that can fall, but when it is above you, it is definitely going to fall.
So looking into it, because I had similar questions, it seems that it is, you're correct, generally falling. It's also you falling. The fact that, like, if you walk off a cliff, gravity is the... It seems like they're just mad that gravity is the reason they can't just, like, walk off cliffs. Like, pretty weird that if I just take one step off this cliff, all of a sudden I have to die?
Yeah, I was fine when I was on the rock, but now that I'm not on the rock, I gotta fall?
I can't even take a couple steps off the rock, or I can't just walk down Earth like steps in the air?
They're afraid that they can't fly.
They're mad about it. Or they're the other thing is that gravity could radically change. And this is where I need to find someone who has this phobia, if any of you know any of your friends, because this is the friend that you want to send all your weirdest conspiracy theories to. I will make a podcast that is strictly designed to mess with barophobic people and be like, and in news today, notice that the Earth's rotation did fall short of its weekly average, which, as we all know, means that gravity could implode at any time. No, I just want to mess with barophobic people on something that is like, hey, man, we're not just going to lose gravity. I know the poles can switch at any time, and that's a big, scary thing.
I know the poles can switch, which is a big, scary thing. There's two things about that. First of all, what? Huh? Excuse me?
Probably not. Probably
first
false.
First of all, what? You can't just say that and, like, blow on by that exit. We got to get off there.
Yeah, everyone knows that. Poles can switch.
Second of all, why is that bad? Like, what's the bad thing about it?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
That's my favorite. I will say, when it comes to conspiracy theories, one of my favorite things that any good conspiracy does is it takes an incredibly, like, mundane or just, like, it just happens, right? And to some extent, it is kind of unexplainable. But then immediately is, like, so what the Illuminati lizard people want to do is, because once they take the poles and they are able to switch them after they've killed and eaten enough children that the devil Cthulhu will switch the poles himself. What is going to happen?
Finish this thought, but I love the fact that your conspiracy guy is the same guy that shows up when you're doing your George Bush impression. Please continue.
And so what's going to happen is, so once the pole, then all the technology, now north is south, east is west, right? And then that's when they're going to be able to get us, because all of the good soldiers who want to fight, they can't use their compasses. So you got to be on, you got to get yourself, and this is where the really smart conspiracy theorists pop in, because then they say, get your reversible pole compasses for $9.99.
Exactly. That's how
and
they
that is
you.
What we are selling here, folks, today on Friendly Competition. We do have reversible pole compasses.
I remember my dad was, he was kind of into Y2K, like a little worried about it.
A little bit. I was a little worried.
We were having a conversation about it. And my kid logic is the reason he wasn't worried about it. Because he was explaining to me, he's like, well, all the computers are going to think that it reset and now it's year one. And that's bad. And I was like, but like, what? Okay. So it just puts a one instead of a 2000. How does that affect anything? Well, if we know that, then nothing changes. And he was like, oh. That's a good point.
I guess that's one way to look at it.
Yeah. Okay. So when it says one, it means 2001. Yeah. Or when it says zero, it means 2000. So zero means 2000. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then what are we freaking out about?
It's going to go okay. Things will be fine, actually.
Everything's going to be fine, guys. I don't think the computer's going to be like, oh, a zero means 2000. Shoot the nukes.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. But I want to dunk on gravity people here. But okay, but they're going up against people who don't want to bathe themselves. Like, what? No, this is exactly vegetables. This is fucking vegetables all over again. This is the vegetable sequel.
It's the same
Phobia
kid.
2.
It's the same fucking kid and the same therapist. He's like, what else do you hate, kid? He's like, hey, bath time. Good. You're afraid of it. We're going to ride this gravy train all the way to
these,
the top.
Because, no. The only thing I will grant you is drowning. Do you want to know what doesn't happen? Drowning. So I'm sorry. I'm just, unless, once again, though, here's what Cody and I, if you have friends that have these phobias.
Oh, yeah. We've got to
let us know, because we will do a news podcast where we focus on all the deaths that occurred that week through taking a bath and drowning. And we'll do the same thing that people with vaccine conspiracy theorists do, where any death near water. Look at that, probably trying to bathe themselves,
here's
right?
Here's what we're going to do, Nick. We've got the van. We've got it all the setup from the dentistry business we started.
Yeah.
For a small fee of $1,000, we will bathe anyone, whether they want to be bathed or not. You call us, and we're not going to tell you when or where. We're going to pick them up. They're definitely going to feel like they're being sex trafficked. It's going to be terrifying. But they're going to be so scared about the situation, about the masks, about the guns we constantly are waving in their face and firing into the air, that they're going to take the bath.
And
then when they finally pass out, we'll put them back in their bed at home. They'll wake up clean as a daisy, and they'll not even be sure if anything ever really happened.
Cody, I think as you and I have been of two minds of this, right? Mm-hmm. When it comes to the bath itself, I've always been firmly on the side of fire hose. Like, we're just going to, and then we're just going to kind of take when you can wash your car by itself in like a car wash where they give you the stick or they give you the gun. That's basically what we're going to put them in one of those, but a human version.
And we're going to get one of those little soap blasters that's on the hose. So when you turn that on, he just gets sprayed with foam.
Yeah. But you've always been more on the side of, you wanted to make it the luxury experience. So that way maybe that the fear of the bath will go away, because that was the only good experience they had in this incredibly torturous experience. So I hear what you've said. I want to see, though, if you've changed it, because I just think from a financial standpoint, I have always said we're wasting a lot of money doing the pampering.
You pay extra for that experience, but we tell you that we're going to kidnap them and try to get them into showers. And that's not a bad thing. They're going to wake up, take their blindfold off. They'll be in a mineral bath house. They're going to get hit with it. I mean, there'll be some gunshots, and we have everyone, they know that they have to be screaming in Laotian at all times, contractually obligated. They understand this, but it's an experience that I think a lot of people could benefit from.
And they won't be stinky.
They're going to smell like teak.
And maybe very quickly they'll take those baths again. Because actually, I wasn't. Would we be fortifying the fear, though? Like, I feel Like, they'll be like, hey, you didn't help. You just got them clean once. They are more terrified of taking a bath now than they ever. Well, that's why you should pay more money for the pamper package.
Hey, Cody, do you think you should take a bath? No. It's been 3 weeks. Every 3 weeks, if I don't bathe, they come in the night. Who comes in the night? The bath boys. They come and take me away. I don't know, man. I think you're freaking out a little bit.
I think maybe. I don't think that's real. Man, so this is tough. So we have gravity versus bathing. What?
I mean, these are both stupid as fuck. Like, why are you afraid of this shit? Okay, first of all, Saul, take a shower. If you're afraid of bathing, take a shower. It's like rain. Rain never killed anybody. Second of all.
Boom.
Barophobia, wait.
Barophobia is the fear of gravity.
Yeah, the barophobia, the gravity. My brother, you have gravity. We all have gravity. This is how gravity does work.
Yeah,
I don't know
it just is.
You have gravity inside of you. So if you're really afraid of gravity, you got to get in there and get it out. You got to get inside there. It's at the gravity starts at the center of a unit's mass. So I'm going to need you to find your exact center of your mass. And I'm going to need you to get it out.
Get it out. It's the only way to solve
it. It's the only way to save yourself from gravity.
Do you? That feels like that's how you explain it to someone then, right? Like, you know, you have gravity, right? They're like, wait, what? And then they're like, so you would take, so you're saying that the thing that's inside of you scares you, you just want that out, right? No. Okay. So you don't have fear of gravity. Then we're going to move on.
Then we're going to move on. Yeah. I got to go with the fear of bathing.
I will say I am going to go the fear of gravity because it is of the two things that if they're right and it goes wrong, if those poles switch and all of a sudden I'm no longer tethered to this earth, and I'm just on top of my ceiling.
Okay,
pretty fucking scary.
Point. You got me in gravity too. If it's just a theory of gravity, then theories mean a lot more than we give them credit for. But yeah, I'll give it to you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, gravity's a law. They shifted that one over to law.
Oh, good.
They were like,
I thought it was a law, but I was like,
I get it.
You
didn't
want
to get too cocky. You didn't want the trolls to come out. I get it.
I was trying to give the fear people the benefit of the doubt.
No. Yeah, this isn't evolution. This isn't one of those where it's like, it's just a theory. They don't even know what they're talking about. No. This one's law. Science is like, nothing works if this doesn't work.
Yeah,
you know what
so
I'm saying?
You're out.
All right. So we're going to move the fear of gravity on where it'll go up against the fear of the longest word. You are right. Hippopotamonstrosca's equipped dolophobia going up against papaphobia. It's probably papa.
I like papaphobia.
But it's papaphobia.
This is the daddy of all fears. Dude, okay.
Better fears, better popes, papaphobia.
Cody,
you didn't hear my. Let me. Obviously, you just didn't hear it. I'm going to do it one more time. Better fears, better popes. Papaphobia.
Okay, I get it. It's very good. I'm very proud of you for your Papa John's joke. I'm trying to. In my life, I'm not afraid of long words. I like long words. I think they're very fun. But in my life, if the Pope shows up in any situation I'm in, I think my first feeling is going to be fear. Because I don't live a life where the Pope should be involved at all.
Your office?
Yeah.
No, now this has become like a post-apocalyptic. This is the beginning. The Pope has decided that he is going to cleanse the earth. That he's like, no, it's up to me. I will decide the wicked from the righteous. And he's come through.
I thought about it. I was like, no, the papaphobia is crazy. Why would you be scared of the Pope? But then I really sat with it and I realized any situation I'm in that the Pope shows up is a bad one. The Pope should not be around me.
The Pope is
the harbinger of death. He brings death on the wind.
Sure. Most of them have. So I'm thinking like, if I'm in a church, if I'm in Rome, then I'm like, you know what? The Pope's allowed to be here. This is where I have to accept I'm on. This is away court. This is the away court.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
anytime Papa steps up to my home court advantage, mm-hmm. I do not like this. Why are you
not like this?
Like, there's not a good world. There's no reason. Please stay away. I think the fear of long words, to me, it would be like the fear of trying to use a long word and then someone being like, that's not what that means. No. I think it does. Like, it doesn't. You're an idiot. And now I'm the dumb one. And I tried to be smart. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the fear is when you really, you're like,
no, I get that. I can't tell you how many times I've typed into Messenger or in a text message a long word I've been trying to use. And after spell check tells me it's spelled wrong twice, I give up and use a shorter version of it. I can't even begin to describe how often I've tried to go down that road. So I get it. But you shouldn't be.
Dog, can we?
Just don't use them, though. You just don't use them.
Dog, I just looked up because I was like, what are words? Words to make you sound smart. Like, I was like, give me long words that make you sound smart. The internet has provided me with accolade, the bourgeois, capricious, cacophony, ambivalence. Are these the big $5 words that are hard?
Someone's out here sweating right now.
You know what? I would say capricious. Scared. Capricious would be the one that, from you said, from a spelling standpoint.
Oh, hey,
Cody.
Yeah.
Hey, Cody, real quick. Spelling, $5. Guarantee I'll Venmo you $5. Capricious right now.
C-A-P-R-I-C-I-O-U-S.
That's $5, my man. That is $5 in your pocket right there,
that's
sir.
Pure profit, baby.
That is all money, my boy. So, yeah, that's, capricious that's feels why, like say, hey, I could hey, also hey, say that Nick. Wrong. Like, I'd be like, man, that dog is being very capricious.
Nick, they'd be like, I wasn't afraid for a fucking second spelling that word, dude.
I don't know. Hey, Cody, we're doing video this. Hey, remember, Cody, you did say this episode is video, and they will see your eyes.
Look into my eyes. You see no fear here. If you're afraid of big words, don't use big words. And also, don't hang out with my friend Brad, because he will all the time. Likes them.
Is it? Do you think, like, if a word's going on and you're like, oh no, it's only getting longer. Oh no, please cut it off. Please.
Just if you're after the third syllable and you're still going, you better know what, you better know how to land this plane is what I'm saying.
I think I'm with you here. I got to give it to the Pope.
I got to give it to Popophobia, dude. Okay. If the Pope shows up, what's your first assumption? You're out at work or you're at your home and the Pope shows up. What's your first assumption? Mine's demon. There's a demon.
Oh, exorcism.
Exorcism.
Like, there's an exorcism in this area, and it's so bad that they couldn't even send
They had
in,
to call dad. Yeah.
Yeah, they couldn't send in Russell Crowe, the Pope's exorcist. Nuh-uh.
No. It has to be the Pope on this one, dude.
Gotta be the Pope.
What else could it possibly be? If the Pope walks into my house, what is he here for? It's either an exorcism or my blood. He needs my blood.
You find out that your house is a gateway, is one of the six gateways to hell.
Oh, my God.
And he has to spend time, like, trying to close them up. Like, that's every Pope's quest, is to find and close up the gates of hell before Satan unleashes himself. I think that's what they tell you being the Pope. That's what the papacy is about. They don't talk about it often.
So you're the next Pope. I'm like, what? He'd be like, well, it's like the Buddha and stuff. You're kind of just reincarnated as the Pope. But we didn't want to say that because it was kind of stealing their stees.
Yeah.
So instead we say you can work really hard and be the Pope, but you can't. I'm here to choose the Pope.
Dog, that would scare me too.
That scared me too. Yeah. There's no good. There's no good coming from this, Nick.
If you... First action as the Pope, and you can't disband the church.
Demons. I'm telling them. Give me the demon literature, and I'm sharing it with the world. We need to know what we're fighting against. We need to know.
I'm saying I'm going fish for Catholics every day. Now we only are fish eaters.
Only fish.
We're moving to only fish now. They're like, what? What? No, I read the Bible. I reread it, and it's pretty clear about the
it's
fish
pretty
thing.
Clear. Okay, only wine. I'm switching to only wine. We're all ages too. I'm saying if a kid's at lunch and he's Catholic, give him wine.
That kid, he has to. He by law has to have a small little glass of wine. 5 ounce pour, nothing crazy.
That's a 5 ounce pour is a whole glass of wine.
Well, it's nothing crazy.
A 6 ounce pour is a glass of wine. How much wine do you think a 3-year-old can take to the dome before they're slurring their words? Because they're already slurring their
barely,
words.
I don't know if the problem is I think you'd have to give it more than you should to notice a difference. Because a 3-year-old's already stumbling and bumbling, so I'm not going to catch it off of that, right? So, like, I'm going to need to really see. I got to see some glassy eyes.
So I'm thinking at least 3 glasses of wine.
I'm thinking at least 3 glasses.
That's
Cody,
true.
Just as a reminder, for, like, the first 5 years, no alcohol around my kid.
Okay. It's totally fair. Totally fair.
All right. So we have Papophobia going up against barophobia, right? The Pope versus gravity. two things that might actually be more interlinked than you think if you want to listen to my new book that I'm going to be putting out.
Thank you. Go on. I think, okay, if the Pope wants, I will give the Pope my undivided attention, respect, and like fealty. If he decides, if he goes, if he uses his big book, because what he says goes, right? He can change that book.
Well, it's it's his interpretation of the book, which apparently though every Pope gets an interpretation. And then when it's the new Pope, it's your interpretation that counts, which is a wild way to do it, I would argue. But hey,
if he just says, hey, it's law. Gravity's not mentioned in the Bible, so there is no gravity. And everyone's like, that's stupid. But then we start floating. You got to give it up, right? You got to say that's a W for the Pope.
Well, that's a W for God, for Christianity. If you can call your shot like that, do you think that's the hardest part about being the Pope? Is that you're like, everyone believes that you have a direct line. You are the only man on earth that is allowed to talk to God. And yet you pray to God and you're like, so nothing, huh? Really? You're not going to give me anything.
You're the only one with a direct line. You pick up the big red phone. God answers on the other end. And he just refuses to answer for you.
Supposed to, but I would be wild. Also, it would drive you insane, wouldn't it? Like
how many times does Commissioner Gordon call the bat phone before, and Batman never answers before he gives up?
Right, exactly. Like, no, there is a hero in Gotham. There's a hero in Gotham. If you light this light, he will come out. It's just like every day, just Sunday, he's just popping it out. He's like, so nothing, huh? But you swear there is?
I would love to I'd love to have a deep conversation with the Pope about his walk with Christ. Where he really started to doubt, where he had moments of doubt and truth. It is the Pope after all. I mean, I gotta lock in. The Pope is funny. I get that. And if he shows up, it's bad news. But if gravity can just switch, what are we even doing? What are we doing here? Because the Pope shows up, the guy who's, I think I can talk down anyone who's afraid of the Pope. Because the Pope is so busy, he has nothing to do with you, right?
Yeah.
But if gravity does change, we are all fucked. And you're right. I don't know what to tell you.
Help you on that one with like, yeah, that would suck. You're right. That would be, because also if the Pope's coming, generally we have an entourage. I've got time to be like, hey, the Pope's on his way. I know you have a fear of him. Just leave. Right. Usually he announces his travel pretty much in advance.
Unless he's coming to close the portal to hell that's in my basement.
Well, right. And then at that point he's going to do it. Yeah, it's going to be. And then at that point you get to kind of, do you push the Pope into the portal of hell?
Yeah, absolutely.
What happens?
Well, actually, if the Pope shows up to close a portal to hell that's in my basement, a lot of things that I previously believed have shifted. Okay. So I have to go into this situation with a new set of rules. I have new operating procedures. And honestly, Nick, I don't know what those are yet. I have not.
New core values all of a sudden.
All of a sudden. So if he shows, I don't think I push him in. I think he closes it. And I have a long conversation with myself and God.
Yeah. And you're just like, hey, can I stick around with you for just a little bit, by the way? A lot is different today.
Exactly. That's why I'm locking in the barophobia, I think.
I'm with you here. I'm with you. I'm going to move barophobia on as well. And that is it, folks. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want about your boys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend, wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and give us those 5 stars wherever you can.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media accounts, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for all 16 team tournament you'd like to see us do, email those to us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com.
As always, shout out to Charizard for that intro, outro music. You want to hear more of their stuff and over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. We got that final four Friday coming up, taking all the champions from group A, B, C, D. So go make sure you listen to all of them, and we'll see you on Friday for that. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.